Friends with benefits relationships get a bad rap, especially from women, because they think they're giving away their sexual opportunity without getting any kind of commitment in return. And that is not necessarily true. It's just true that we're not going to enforce any commitments with the full force of the law. That's all. But it is entirely possible and even likely to have a really good relational relationship, not a transactional relationship, with someone who really enjoys your company, you enjoy theirs, and and there's a certain amount of intimacy involved, and both the people benefit from that. It's more like the way relationships were meant to be before the government got involved. And at this age, we're not having children. I mean, who wants to have more babies? If you're 50 years old or older, the last thing you need is another baby in your life. So let's not pretend. Marriage is for young people who want to get married, and the law should be more interested in protecting children than ex-wives, but that's another topic. So let's get into it. How do you have a friends with benefits relationship, and what are the characteristics that you need to watch out for as you enter into this endeavor? So if you're looking for someone that you want to have a nice friends with benefits relationship, the first thing you have to recognize is that you might have to go through a handful or more of women before you find the right candidate. And you need to know what you're looking for. You need to find someone who is ideally looking for a long-term relationship, but also who has financial stability, whether it be from her own employment and job or as a result of a alimony settlement. Another critical component is you want to make sure that whoever you are dating or you're looking at is over their last relationship. They're not in the throes of a divorce. You want someone who's completely divorced, and you probably want several to at least 5 years, somewhere in that range, you know, 3 to 5 years out of the marriage, or if they're a widow, you know, out of the the passing of her husband, before you start a significant relationship with her. Because the last thing you want is to be filling in for somebody who's gone, because she's going to have certain expectations and she's going to be treating you in certain ways that just don't make sense. She's going to try to fall into her old habits. So you need to be really aware of that. Also, the same kind of applies to you. So you've got to be past your old wife. You can't be hanging on to some, you know, anger, vindictiveness, and all that crap, because if you are, you're just going to carry that with you into whatever relationship comes next. So on both sides of the equation, you've got to be past it. You got to be out of the divorce, out of the separation. You know, this is going to have to be something that occurs once you've reestablished yourself as a single guy out there in the world. You do not want to be in any state of transition when you bring a woman into your life. Some of these things are kind of common sense, but I thought I'd just bring them up anyway. So you want to make sure that the person that you want to have this relationship with is actually emotionally available for it. In other words, she's the kind of person who has a healthy attachment style. She's not avoidant. She's not anxious. She doesn't have that neediness about her. You know, she's trying to, you know, accelerate the relationship faster than it needs to go. That she's trying to corner you with questions that would make you commit to her in some way, shape, or form. She's not using, you know, that damsel in distress, you know, approach where she's trying to get you to respond to the fact that she's struggling with something in her life and she wants you to save her or something along those lines. So you got to watch for all these, because I believe that a lot of middle-aged women, if you're dating a middle-aged woman, God bless you, they struggle with a lot of that. Now, that's the negative side. On the positive side, dating a middle-aged woman means that you're not dealing with someone who is emotionally immature, who is likely to, I may be wrong there. A lot of emotionally immature women tend to be younger. So they tend to be more likely to sugar daddy you, you know, try to get you into a position where you are supporting her in some way. Middle-aged women can be like that too, but there's a higher chance that they're going to be more financially stable. So, you know, the odds are you're more likely to find a financially stable woman who's a little bit older, in her 30s or 40s. And they can still be quite attractive and still quite capable of having a really good relationship. Plus, at the end of the day, you really do want someone you can talk to. You know, talking to some millennial woman or a Zoomer, God forbid, I mean, you're talking different languages with these women. You know, these are not people that you're going to have a meaningful relationship with. And yeah, sex is great, but it's only takes you so far. You know what I mean? You got to be able to actually have a conversation with this woman. And if you can't have that, then the relationship isn't worth having. I mean, there is friends with benefits. So you really do want to have a friendship with this woman, not just the benefits. And you can do that if you're really careful about who you select. Setting boundaries in a relationship like this is fundamental, is critical, is something that you've got to do. And whatever those boundaries are when it comes to, you know, your personal space, conversation topics, that kind of stuff, if she doesn't recognize them and respect them, then there's no point in having the relationship. You've got to be very, very clear about them. Now, don't be stupid and petty like that woman I dated who didn't want her picture taken as a boundary, but whatever. Make them worthwhile. Like, yeah, I don't want to meet your kids until we've been together for at least 6 months. Or I don't want you to meet my kids or my family for a while. You know, I don't want you spending the night at my house, or I don't want to wake up at your house. Whatever it is that's meaningful to you, you have to set those boundaries and make sure that they are being respected. Issues that you've really got to watch out for are things like excessive jealousy. I remember there was this one girl, woman that I dated after my marriage, and she was too concerned that I still had feelings for my ex-wife because we were friends, which, first of all, was none of her business because we'd only been together for about a month. And secondly, was a red flag that she was becoming too, I don't know, possessive too early on in the relationship. So those kinds of things can really throw you off, and you should be really, really aware of them. Just because your last marriage failed doesn't mean you can't have a healthy, meaningful relationship with a woman. There is something about marriage. Just because your marriage failed doesn't mean you can't have a healthy, respectful, enjoyable relationship with a woman. There's something about that legal contract that just seems to mess things up. It's almost as if once we've crossed that line, you know, into a legally binding contract, God forbid, women, and I think some men too, kind of lose respect for the relationship. And they think that they have their partner locked in, and so they don't need to work as hard or do as much to make it work. Well, friends with benefits kind of takes a lot of that away. It provides you with an opportunity to have a mature, healthy relationship without all the legal entanglements or the safety nets, you know? So with a marriage, you know, there's kind of like this, well, they're not going to cheat on me, or they're less likely to cheat on me. Well, you would think. This is an absolutely committed relationship. And we've learned that's not necessarily true. These days, all a marriage does or a wedding does is it allows the law into your life in ways that you never had intended. And having government interference in your marriage is the last thing anybody needs. Be very cautious if you start hearing that L word pop up. You know, that is one of those things that is a dead giveaway, that she's over-idealizing you, and that you are in some way going to be the savior to whatever problems are. So obviously, you don't want to have that word involved. You know, if that word ever gets involved, it should be a year or two or three down the road. Certainly not in the first, you know, 6 months of a relationship. That's a red flag straight up. And if a woman starts using the L word with you within those first few months, no matter how wonderful she seems, there's a very good chance that this is a huge red flag, and that there's something underlying that beautiful surface that is really scary, you need to watch out for. You know, we all have baggage, so that's to be expected to a certain degree. But as this baggage starts getting unpacked and you start taking a look at what went on, and her explanation is that it's always someone else's fault, that always someone else is doing something to her that's causing the problem, well, that's obviously someone who is not very emotionally mature and probably is not someone that you want to have a relationship with. And you know, and as you start going through your own relationship, you need to start listening to your own voice. How do you sound? Are you coming off as one of these people that's blaming everyone else for what happened to you? So I guess my point is, we all hold a perspective about our exes. To a point, it's fine to blame them for stuff. But eventually, you got to take responsibility for your own role in the relationship. And you need to watch for that in her as well as in yourself. Because recognizing that it takes two to tango is a more mature perspective. And it's one that is much more likely to be more thoughtful in future relationships. So you definitely want to keep an eye out for that. This one kind of goes without saying, because if this happens, I'm sure most guys will bail right away, but criticism, control, and manipulation. No man wants to be criticized in the way they live their lives, and no man wants to be controlled by some woman, regardless of how good the sex is. And manipulation, you know, you just need to keep an eye out for that. I don't think women always intend to manipulate men, but it's just sort of wired, the way they're wired. So you just have to keep an eye out for it and point it out when you see it. You know, if you see a woman who's trying to manipulate you, or she's trying to, you know, get you to do something, behave in ways that you don't feel comfortable, just either end the relationship or adjust her behavior. But you can't allow yourself to fall into that trap. I mean, otherwise, why'd you get divorced? You know? But women are kind of wired to be critical, and they want to change you, so that control thing's going to pop up. And when the control thing doesn't work, she's going to rely on manipulation. And that could be subtle things like, oh, if you want to come over to my house, maybe you could do this or that. Ugh, man, I have been down that road, and that just sucks. So don't let yourself get stuck in that. These last three are pretty straightforward, but I thought I would bring them up. I mean, obviously, incompatible life goals. You know, if she's not in alignment with the way you see your future, then there's no point in having this relationship. So, you know, just move on to the next one. The idea here is to find the right woman to have a friendship with that you can go out and do stuff and enjoy your life. So you've got to find someone who's in alignment with you. And obviously, if their life goals aren't right, you don't want her there. If she's got lots of drama in her life, you do not want drama in your life, cut her out right away. If you see any signs that drama's popping up, she's having conflicts with her friends or with her people at work or whatever, her kids, oh my God, the last thing you need is drama. If she wants to isolate you away from other people, you know, if you sense that she's trying to, you know, pull you out of the pack or whatever, be very, very cautious about that. Women like to socially isolate men so that they become like the only friend. So you become dependent on her for everything. And then she goes into that manipulation and control thing. So be really wary of that. And then finally, honesty. If you catch her lying to you, then there's no point in having a relationship. It's got to be based on trust and trustworthiness. And if she's lying to you from the get-go, then there's absolutely no point in carrying on that relationship. And it's good, I think, when you're in these relationships, is to kind of lay out sort of your values and what your boundaries are. And just let her know, you know, if I catch you lying, I'm not going to continue this relationship under any circumstances, you know? If you've got a lot of drama going on in your life on a regular basis, I really don't need that. You know, I don't want to get involved in your family issues if you're getting problems with your daughter or your son or whatever, or your ex. Do not want to have anything to do with that. Just make it clear what you're looking for. You're looking for someone you can go out with from time to time, you know, have a nice time, maybe spend the night occasionally. That's it. Once a fruit on a tree is ripe, meaning it's done growing, it will eventually fall and die and rot. But so long as a fruit is green and growing, it will live for much, much longer. Relationships are, without question, where most of our personal growth occurs, whether that be in romantic relationships or friendships or parenting relationships. They're all designed specifically to help us grow and understand ourselves better. So getting into a relationship with a woman, or anyone for that matter, is really critically important for your personal growth. And your personal growth is really critically important for your personal survival. So if you want to live a long, healthy life, I strongly suggest that you get into as many relationships as you can. And if you decide that you're going to start dating again, then getting into a friends with benefits relationship is probably the ideal solution. Being red-pilled does not mean rejecting women out of hand. In fact, quite the contrary. Being red-pilled means just understanding the nature of women, how they behave, why they behave that way, and how you as a man can counter their less ideal behaviors. The critical element here is taking a leadership role, knowing clearly what you want, being able to set your boundaries and stand by them, knowing what you're willing to put up with and what you're not willing to put up with. If you can get to that place, and it may take some practice, it may not come easily at first, but if you can get to that place, I guarantee you, you can have a healthy, enjoyable, mature relationship with a woman that is mutually beneficial, that you guys will both get a lot of joy from. So don't allow your marriage to destroy your idea that everything a woman does is problematic, that it's going to be a problem for you. Life 2.0 can be the best of both worlds. You can have your single life, your solitude, you know, your autonomy, your authenticity, and you can still have the company of a good woman. You do not have to get into a legally binding contract with her. If you can manage that, if you can have the best of both worlds, the best of having a woman in your life and the autonomy and freedom to live your life as you see fit, then what could be better? So I guess I just wanted to make it clear to all those young guys who are saying to me in the comments, well, what about me? What about me? Should I get married? Should I get married? I don't know about you. I really don't. You got to make that call yourself. I think life is for living. You know, you take your risks. There's a lot of opportunities out there for people, but you need to be smart about it. But for you guys who have already been married at least once, you know, I don't think you need to do that again. I think you've been down that road. I think that there's a lot of other opportunities out there for you. And having a friends with benefits kind of relationship with a woman is a great way to really enjoy life 2.0 more completely. All right, that's all I got for you today. I hope you've enjoyed the video. If you have, please like and subscribe. Please share the video with other single guys you know. I know there's a lot of negativity about women these days, and a lot of it is well earned, but I do believe there are some ways that you can manage these relationships without them interfering with your life. So, all right, you guys, stay healthy, and if you can, stay single.